minutes. This coronavirus pandemic has affected everybody in different ways, and hadn't really occurred to me until recently. Foster families are impacted in very different ways as well. In fact, yesterday there was a roundtable Zoom discussion about foster care here in Michigan. Joining us right now, the executive director of Samaritas Foster Care Services, Laura Mitchell. Laura, good morning.
Well, good morning.
Appreciate you joining us this morning. What impact has COVID-19 had on foster families here in Michigan?
Well, certainly we are now needing to do most of our work virtually. Typically, we support children in foster care, their parents and their foster parents in person, doing home visits and making sure that all the needs of the child are taken care of. And as a result of the stay-at-home order, our teams are now using FaceTime and other virtual platforms to connect with kids and parents and foster parents. So that's been a big shift. Typically we're certainly in person a lot more with people, but it's been an amazing transition for us. Our teams and all of our families really have adapted well, which I give a lot of credit to everyone for making this shift.
There is such a tremendous need for foster families, and it almost feels like when the world stopped a couple of months ago, people weren't necessarily interested in taking on new projects or bringing new people into their homes. How do you deal with that need in this time of crisis?
Sure. So there is always a critical need for foster families. And as a result of COVID, that need is actually even greater. Samaritas continues to recruit foster families and help them through the licensing process. We are just, again, doing that virtually right now with recruitment events right now that we, typically hold in person. Those have, of course, been canceled. But we are doing our recruiting and outreach via different, social platforms and social media. But the need continues to be great for foster families. So I do encourage anyone who has thought about fostering in the past to reach out, check our website, samaritas.org, and you can connect with our local Port Huron office to just start the process of asking questions and seeing if this is the right thing for your family to do right now.
Being a foster family is not for everyone, but describe what's involved in being a foster family.
So we have, all foster families in Michigan are licensed by the state of Michigan. We work with people through that process to help them become licensed and be able to work with children. Foster families take children in, as their own for a period of time. The intent is that we are working with the birth parents to help them resolve barriers that cause the child to be removed from home because that was not a safe place for that child right now. But we very much want kids to go home. And foster parents play a vital role in that to partner with parents and help to support them as we do as well. But really to be in a co-parenting relationship, if at all possible. Kids need the support of a lot of adults in their lives, and foster parents are certainly crucial supports for a child who needs a temporary place to stay.
Let's talk a little bit about how that process works. How does it work through Samaritas, for example? If somebody approaches you and says, we are interested in becoming a foster family, maybe they haven't done it before, what do they need to do?
Yep. So I would, encourage anyone to check our website, samaritas.org. We have a lot of information on there. The home study process takes, you know, 2 or 3 months at minimum to get through everything. But again, we are there to support as families are going through that process. There is a home study that is completed. There is also training that all foster parents need to receive prior to having a child come in. We certainly provide that training or make connections to other trainings that are available so that foster families can be prepared and ready to take in a child who has experienced some level of trauma due to abuse or neglect.
How long can a foster family expect to have that child with them?
Children are away from home for at least a year. Again, our goal is to get kids home as quickly as possible, but there are some significant issues in the home that parents need to overcome. Oftentimes, families are involved with domestic violence or substance use, and so those issues can take a period of time for families to to resolve and work through. But I would say, you know, it's typically around a year, maybe 2 years, that a child would be living with a foster family.
I mentioned the roundtable Zoom discussion yesterday. I'm sure there are a lot of ideas about what's going on with COVID-19 right now, how the foster care community here in Michigan is dealing with it. Was that a good session?
Yes, it was. The State of Foster Care Town Hall was an incredible opportunity for us with various leaders from around the state who are involved with child welfare and foster care. And, I think one of the themes that came out of the town hall is that, it takes a village to raise a child. You know, the old African proverb that we've heard for generations. And so it really, at this time during COVID, it's important for all of us to support families and check in with any family that we know who may be having a difficult time with the social isolation. Just make a phone call, reach out. Ask how things are going, and if you could do anything virtually, of course, to support the family.
Laura, how can somebody connect with your organization, Samaritas?
Yes, again, I would encourage people to check the website. We do have local office telephone numbers listed there. And, again, there is a variety of information on that site.
All right, fantastic. Hey, Laura, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks so much for being with us.
Yes, thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye. 1380 WPHM in Port Huron. Laura Mitchell is the executive director of the foster care for the Samaritas organization here in Michigan. They had a State of Foster Care